So as usual, the Social Security Administration has put out its list of the most popular baby names in the United States. The most current list we have is for 2016. And who tops the list of boy names? Well, I'll give you a hint. You heard it in the readings today. No, it's not Mark. It's not John. It's not Jesus. Well, you got it. For the fourth consecutive year, the most popular boy's name in the United States is Noah. And we're no exception here at the cathedral. We have 21 people on our database named Noah, or its Spanish equivalent, Noé. Now, that might have something to do with Trevor Noah, or Noah Wiley, or Joachim Noah. But it might also have something to do with Noah. A man who took his family and much of creation aboard the ark. A man who, when God was determined to destroy the world because of its immorality, took a look at this person and his family and decided it was worth saving. Noah, who, like so many of those Old Testament men and women, represented what was good about humanity. Well, the opening days of Lent in our city and in our country have left us longing for all that is good in humanity. Our story today picks up after the flood. But first, let's consider how they arrived at that point. Imagine the care that must have been involved, gathering together every creature. Imagine the patience that must have been involved, convincing every animal, and for all we know, some of his family, who wanted nothing to do with getting on that ark. Imagine the love involved. Now, let's be clear, the story of Noah is not a perfect story. There are people who perished because they didn't enter the ark. Noah himself had his own imperfections and shortcomings. But overall, he was a person marked by a deep concern for others. Perhaps that is your entry point into Lent. You may have arrived at what you can do this Lent to make you a better person. I even use that very phrase in my homily on Ash Wednesday. What can you do to make yourself a better person this Lent? Perhaps it's taking part in one of our multiple small groups that are being led, meeting each week to study the scriptures, various different times and days. Perhaps it's taking part in some of the extra confessions offered or the Stations of the Cross offered. All of those are so well summarized in a page on our information table if you haven't yet seen it. Not to mention what you might have decided to do for yourself. To read an extra reflection each day that you have in a book or you receive in your mailbox, to make some special sacrifice in this Lenten season. All of those are good things, perhaps even great things. But the measuring stick is not just whether those things make you a better person, but whether they make you a better person for others. Like Noah, for others. And so what could be said as an individual, we must in fairness also say as a parish. For many months, you have helped form our pastoral plan to help guide the cathedral in the 5 years to come. And so now our entry into beginning to live that plan is to visit every family in our cathedral parish this Lent, to show hospitality, to show the face of Christ, to show that we care. And so to do that, we need 400 volunteers who will each visit 10 families during the month of March. Your visits can be as brief or as long as you like. You'll deliver a copy of our plan for the future, a holy card, and an invitation to an upcoming cathedral event in April. There will be a short training session in a couple of weeks to hear about our future and to prepare for your visits, to receive the names of your 10 families. Now, I realize that perhaps not everyone would be interested or capable to do that. Not everyone here this morning is from the cathedral. But many of you are, and I hope many of you will. Noah came through the flood because of his fidelity. But others came through the flood because he brought them. A measure of our love and a measure of our Lent is our love for others.